Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 656, Excelsior, recorded live on November 15th, 2018. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back after a week hiatus with me being on a little bit of leave to go to a wedding. And boy, do we have a lot of news to cover. It is like just a flood of news, and it's not even Halo Infinite news, which is kind of interesting. So yeah, there's lots to catch up on. We have the stream working with little troubleshooting efforts needed. So everyone who still thinks I'm jinxing it, you can stop it because we're actually working. So, ha!
Till he breaks it again.
I will not break it again. Well, sure. I probably will at some point, but for it will probably be making changes with the known possibility of breaking things. We'll see how long that lasts, but for now it's working and we're happy about it. So yeah, lots of news to talk about, and there's a couple of stream stuff, which we normally start with. So we'll go ahead and head on over to GT. So how did we do on our Fragment Friday streams?
Oh, we did really good. Spent a lot of time in Super Fiesta. We did play a little bit of the core playlist. Way too many tryhards in there.
Sure.
Did some big team Super Fiesta. I think we got a couple of games of Warzone in there as well. Overall, we had a lot of fun. We ended the night with some vehicle Super Fiesta.
Very nice.
And of course, I get the Phaeton and everybody starts shooting me. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate that.
I feel that's most of the time with the Phaeton, but it seems like you get the brunt end of it whenever you're in a Phaeton. I don't know if it's people stream sniping or what.
GT's in a Phaeton. Everybody kill him.
It's not nice to stream snipe people. It's not very nice. Be nice to GT. He's hosting the game night.
All in all, we had a good night. Had a couple of new faces there. Always welcome for new people to join in. I hope to see you again tomorrow night.
Yes.
That includes you, Eric Yibu.
Tomorrow night will be interesting, especially with the DreamHack Atlanta going as well. So, don't know if we'll get as many people. Me and the wife are going out with some of her friends to dinner at 7:30, so I will be late. Depending on how late we're actually out, I might not even make it tomorrow. So, we'll see what time we get back. I hope to at least catch the tail end of it, but we'll see.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there, if you can make it.
I'm going to try to. As far as my streams, I did do one on Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the one before I left. And Pins convinced me to try the Kikawani Station achievement scoring again, and it was bad.
Brutal, huh?
It just eats your lunch. That one's going to take me several times to try to get. After a while, because I was originally just going to, I've been playing the Master Chief Saga playlist, so I was going to just outright start playing with that and try to get through Halo 3 that night, since it's pretty easy to run through, since it's so normal. But Pins and a couple of other people in the chat were like, no, try it again. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I bumped it up to Legendary. I changed which skulls were on. And I was actually doing really well on one run until the one hall where you have to get out of the Banshee and shoot everything. I accidentally killed myself somehow. I don't know if it was with a flame grenade or something else. And I killed a really good run. So I was just like, nope. Just nope. But the Legendary difficulty actually makes it almost kind of like a two-time multiplier from Heroic. So I think doing it on Legendary might help me get the score, but it's just making a good run to actually get the score.
Oh, I can understand that.
Don't get me wrong, Marky. I really like ODST from the campaign aspect of it and the firefight mode from the 360 version. It's just the score achievement. It's a pain in the butt. I haven't had issues with any other score ones. I've got everything else done. There are a couple of ones in Halo 2 that were difficult, but once I figured out which skulls and which difficulty to do it on, they were pretty easy to do. This is the first one that's really thrown me for a loop. It's really eating my lunch right now. So, yeah. Anyways, so I did not earn any achievements on that stream. This coming Sunday, since it will be Championship Sunday, I'm not sure if I'm going to stream, but if I do, I might try Kikuani Station again, but I will likely just try to continue my Master Chief Saga run. So, yeah. That's it for stream updates. Going on into Halo Waypoint articles, we've got three of them to catch up on. One for the road is Grimbrother One's last community update.
This was sad.
Yeah. It'll be quite different now that I'm guessing Sketch is going to be the one mostly writing them since he did the spotlight for today. But Grim has a certain writing style that, one, you have to appreciate some of the dad jokes that he puts in there. And two, it's just kind of very playful and light and just really kind of shows some of that passion I think he has coming from his background. Not to say Sketch doesn't have a background history with Halo, but Grim just has a certain sauce that he's developed. But we'll see how Sketch does with it.
Well, Sketch has got his own unique sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll still be good.
I think he's a lot more contained than Grim is. I think he's a lot more reserved.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody other than Grim that can be Grim. It's just, there's no replacing him.
there's not. And he did say he could hop back in a few articles. He's not leaving the studio or anything, but it's just one of those things where his time is going to be focused elsewhere, so he's not going to really be doing the community updates and the spotlights anymore. But he'll jump in every now and then, and he did say he will continue to be doing the occasional cannon fodder, because they're very sparse right now, as they are. So this is not the end of what we'll see from Grim, but he's definitely going to be back behind the curtain, so to speak.
More to come.
Marky, I'm wondering, I know which image you're talking about, I'm just wondering if they didn't know it was from the game specifically. But once we get down there, we'll call it out for you. So this first one for the road, we'll go ahead and start with that. There are some MCC-inspired Game Pass posters that were made and posted by the Xbox UK Twitter account. This was kind of in celebration of just MCC being one of the flagship titles for the Xbox Game Pass. And they are available to download from the article on Waypoint and also from the tweet from Xbox UK. It's at Xbox UK, so you can just find them. There's three of them, and they're pretty nice.
I like them.
Yeah, they're pretty minimalistic. And for the most part, it kind of has that shell. Some of the self-shading and some of the other kind of launch type art that we've seen for past Halo launches. So they're very nicely done. I think my favorite of the three is probably from the article, the Waypoint article itself, probably the second one. It's kind of hard to choose between the first and the second one. The third one, it's very minimalistic. But the first two are hard to pick through.
Yeah. Or
pick between.
Me, the first and the third one. I kind of like the shot of the pillar bottom coming up on the halo. I like it.
Yeah. And it's very minimalistic. It makes sense. And it looks nice. So, yeah. Head on over to the Waypoint article and take a look at those. HCS DreamHack Atlanta for the 2018 finals is happening this weekend. And while we were away, there was a stream hosted by Bravo and Elamite. And it was the day before Halloween. I don't know if we actually touched on this last podcast, but it was the draw show for the HCS finals, which is where they put the groups that are guaranteed in the top 12 into the different pools. So Bravo was dressed up like a kind of like, I guess, Mr. Adams or that kind of vampire. And then Elamite was a jester with the clown suit and everything. It was pretty funny. So we had that stream, and then there was the 2K final streams as well, which was over on the Mixer and Twitch channels for Halo. And those are feeding into, or the draw show is feeding into this weekend, obviously. There's a separate article for that, which we'll cover in a little bit. There is a annual Xbox Give gaming tournament that happens every year. It's an internal Microsoft tournament, and it's used for the company to raise money for charity. So things like Gamers Outreach, Footprints for Fight, New Horizons, and the Washington Autism and Action Alliance. It's hosted at the Xbox HQ in Redmond, and there are tournaments with titles from Forza, Gears, Halo, and a lot more. There's prizes that they have to give away as for winners of the tournaments. And as usual, 343 is there to host the Halo tournament this year. It was a Halo 3 FFA tournament, and the finals was casted by Unishek and Grimm. Nothing like putting a final stamp on kind of moving out of the social space by hosting a tournament. So I don't know if those are streamed publicly or if that's just something that's streamed internal to Xbox. I think it's just internal.
Probably.
But, last year, Bravo won, but since he no longer works for 343, the winner this year of the Halo 3 FFA was Simon Quadril MD Schlegel. I am probably butchering that last name, but that is the winner for this year. They didn't say what prizes they won, if any, for the Halo 3 tournament, but yeah, taking Bravo's reigning place is Quadril MD. So congrats.
Congrats.
Next up is some social streams. We had last week, what was it? Unishek joined by Muggsy, who is one of the HCS team members. And they were playing some MCC and talking about Muggsy's kind of history with esports and how he started as a montage editor and now is doing social media and content production for Halo Esports for HCS. Cool. That was last week's social stream. And then this week's social stream was a very, very nice treat. We got to see the Halo 2 E3 2003 demo in action. Sketch happened to find a Xbox dev kit, the original Xbox dev kit, and it had a build that they're not sure if it was the E3 build, but it was pretty close to being the E3 build. And they played it live on stream yesterday. Cornman was there for the first part of the stream and did a clean run through of the demo. And Sketch was there kind of answering some community questions. And then Frankie stepped in to talk about the presentation of the demo, some of the quirks of the demo. And one of the big things that was touted back in the day was how very unstable the build was. But they tried to break it quite a bit yesterday, and it held up pretty well.
Yeah, well, they did manage to break it a couple of times, but all in all, did really well.
There were no hard crashes, though. There were some areas where they just didn't load the checkpoint, or they call it soft locking, basically, where they couldn't finish it. But there weren't any hard crashes or anything.
I was truly amazed at how much they actually created for the demo. It's a fairly big area that they created just to play that little bit. during the actual demo in 2003, you didn't get to see probably a third of the map that they developed.
And the interesting thing is, they scrapped it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably was never intended to be part of the game anyway. It was more a game mechanic demo than anything.
Sure.
Because pretty much everything in it got changed. I mean, the way the BR fires changed, I guess the enemies really didn't change, but like the Wraith mortars changed, and there are lots of things that changed. So I can understand that, but oh no, it was good to see it again. I really enjoyed it.
I think the big thing was just the engine change. I don't know if that really had an effect on, I'm assuming that had some effect on how things looked, but a lot of the assets were probably moved over because there is still a lot of similarities between that level and what ended up being Outskirts. I mean, some of the lines that Johnson had were the same. Some of the flight path stuff was still the same. Some of the encounters were very similar. Not the same, obviously. But it was definitely really interesting to see that that build actually exists and it is playable. And it's actually pretty stable. So that was really cool to see.
It was. And I'm truly surprised that they couldn't find a component capture card.
I was kind of wondering that too. It's like, it's not that difficult. And a lot of studio gear, now granted, they're not like a full production studio in that regard. But I mean, you would think you just could find some cables that should be able to do that conversion.
343, if you want a component capture card, just let me know. I'll send one your way. I've got one in my drawer somewhere.
Do I have my original? I think I still have my very first capture card, which was the composite. It wasn't component, it was composite. The one that was just the yellow, red, and white, not even the...
Yeah. No, I've got my my first card actually had a component.
It had the
RGB and then left and right stereo.
Yeah, after my first one, it was the Game Bridge. I got the Black Magic card, and that had the component composite on it. But most everything nowadays is HDMI. So if you really want that old school, you have to pull out some legacy stuff to capture it with. Yeah. It's all good though. We got a pretty good view of the TV. There was a little glare, but it wasn't that bad.
No, they did fine. Other than Frank's head getting in the way every once in a while.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun to watch though.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm. So that was the Halo stream for this week. Next up on the update, we have a little matchmaking feedback update from Josh Minky. They've been looking at some of the play statistics for the playlists across social, ranked, and Warzone, and he's noticed some stuff that they are looking to change. So for Warzone Assault, there has not been very much population, and they're actually looking to make that into a rotational playlist that will come up the first weekend of every month because of just the low population that it has. And then for Big Team Battle, they're actually not getting many games matched very quickly on that one either. So there's still some interest in it, but it's not as popular as it used to be. The reason for that, Super Fiesta. Before Super Fiesta came along, Big Team Battle was the social playlist to play.
Yeah, I really don't agree with that. There needs to be something there other than Warzone for large parties.
Big Team Super Fiesta is still there.
As long as there's a place, but is the Big Team Super Fiesta going to stay? Is it going to become a permanent playlist?
Sure. it does kind of suck because Big Team Battle also has the Big Team objective stuff as well, like Flag and Oddball. Well, I don't think it has Oddball, but Flag at least. It would be nice if some of the other classic game modes were in there. I think that would help the population a little bit, like King of the Hill. I think that would probably help with the population in there. But
well,
hopefully you know, they make some of those changes for Infinite.
I definitely will say that the maps, like, you know, the maps need a refresh because, you know, the maps have been in there for so long that people are probably getting bored playing them. But yeah, additional game types would help.
One of the things that they had for, or that Josh mentioned in his little update, is they will be monitoring BTP. It's not going away yet. If the holiday traffic is enough to keep the population numbers up and to have games not wait to get started, then they'll keep it in there until January and reconsider it then. And they're also working on a refresh for BTB, and we'll see how it does after the refresh before they move it into a rotational state.
Well, I hope BTP stays because, you know, it's kind of nice when you've got too many to play any of the regular playlists, but you don't have a lot. You don't have enough people to really get a lot of enjoyment out of customs.
The other things that he had in here was just the rank of playlist, and this was posted on November 5th, so this was when Castle Wars, or maybe it was right after Castle Wars got removed, but the playlist ranks that he had listed were Super Fiesta, starting at the top, Slayer, Castle Wars, Big Team Super Fiesta, Heroic, Warzone Firefight, Warzone, Quick Play, Infection, Team Arena, SWAT, Legendary Warzone Firefight, Big Team Battle, Ranked Doubles, Mythic Warzone Firefight, Griffball, Free For All, Elimination, Warzone Assault, and Warzone Warlords. So Warzone Assault definitely down there. And
well, Big Team, you know, Battle, Warlords, I kind of expected it to be down there.
Yeah, because that's not going to be played that often. And then Big Team Battles is below the halfway mark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really dropped down there.
Well, I think that's partly because of Big Team Super Fiesta.
I'd say so. Super Fiesta is definitely that social feel to it. And I wonder what, granted, Halo 5 wasn't purpose-built for Big Team, which kind of sucks. And I'm hoping that's something they address for Infinite. But I'm wondering if they moved Big Team Battle to Ranked, how well it would do.
Ooh.
Just kind of curious. I don't know if it would do any better. I honestly don't know. But it's just kind of one of those curiosity type of things. I don't know. Anyone in the chat feel one way or the other? Eric Youth says he doesn't think the weapons update helps. Yeah, I've seen that argument on Twitter a few times where some of the weapon balances are not helping in favor of Big Team.
Yeah, I still don't like the battle rifle anymore.
The combination of the battle rifle, the DMR, and the pistol are all still way too close. All still way too close, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, at least with the DMR, you do get more range than the pistol. Red reticle range, I should say.
Right.
But the BR and the pistol, it's so close that it doesn't make sense. I still think red reticle on a pistol is longer than the BR.
I had to try that out. I think for one thing, though, and people might not like this idea, but having the Magnum like it was in Halo 2, that really kind of sets it apart from the BR on one end.
Yeah, but in Halo 2, the first thing you threw away was the Magnum.
Right, but it was your starting weapon, so it's kind of the point. Right.
And it was worthless.
Okay, maybe not.
It didn't have a place. Same with Halo 3. It really didn't have a place unless you were dual wielding in SWAT.
Maybe not as far back as the Halo 2 pistol, but somewhere closer to that end where it's just not as effective as it is in Halo 5.
Honestly, I think they need to return the battle rifle to the way it was, because the way it was a nice blend between the pistol and the DMR. I'm not saying it didn't need some tweaks, but I really didn't have a problem with the BR until he started farting with it.
A lot of people seem to be.
And to you know, even opinion. Now, you know, I get, you know, I'll be playing big team or something like that. And I'll have people killing me cross map with it. So.
Sure. Yeah. And that's.
I will say to it. The damage fall off could have been adjusted. And that's about all it really needed. You know, just to make it to where, you know, it wasn't competing with the DMR. That's all it really needed.
Yeah.
And the fact that they moved the Halo 2 BR up a rec level just irritates me.
There's a lot of balance challenges.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a big sandbox. It's, you know, I understand it that they want to give each weapon its own place, but. You know, sometimes you just kind of got to say, wait a minute.
No, I hear you. So those are the playlist changes that are going to be coming to Halo 5 here pretty soon, with Warzone Assault getting the rotational treatment, and it'll be up every first weekend of the months. And then Big Team Battle will be monitored to see if it needs to be pulled out as well. Next up, there's a little bit of an update for some of the infection maps. There's no longer the Halloween infection, but the infection playlist is still there. So there are some map fixes that they have to Bleak Rock, Costello, Coastal Highway, the Green Zone, and Viking. So for the full details there, make sure you check out the community update from last week. There's another MCC Insider flight playtime last week. They were doing some final testing on some changes that were going to be coming to MCC in a week or so. The update that they were going to be pushing the end of last month, which would have included the timer for Halo CE and the name colors for Halo CE and the match composer. Forgetting if that's the right name or not. Those are going to be postponed till after Atlanta because they didn't want to make some of the changes that they're making and it throwing off what people's expectations of Halo 3 were, since they're making bug fixes and whatnot. So they decided to delay the update and they're going to be pushing it out after the DreamHack Atlanta Halo 3 2v2 showdown.
That's good.
Yeah. So just a little update on that one. They're also going to look at redoing the ranked playlist set for MCC. They did post this out there for people to give some feedback on. The next update, so this will come as the next MCC update goes live, will be Halo CE Team Doubles, Halo 2 Classic Team Arena, Halo 2 Anniversary Team Arena, Halo 3 Team Arena, Halo 3 Hardcore Team Doubles, and Halo 3 Lone Wolves, 6 players. No ranked Halo 4. Bop, bop.
I probably won't be in half of those playlists.
Yeah. If I were to do anything, it would probably be either Halo 2 Classic Team Arena or Halo 2 Anniversary Team Arena.
Same here.
Halo 2 is my jam. Other than Halo 5.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, just eliminating the possibilities when you only have 3 games there. And, you know, yeah. One of them is Team Doubles.
Yep. So that update, look for it after DreamHack Atlanta. For the Halo Wars 2, the Halo Wars, was it Competitive League? Is what the C stands for. Season 2 Invitational, the finals wrapped up. And we'd have the results of the top 3. Scootman 2 taking 3rd place. Rock Generation taking 2nd place, and Almirante 99 taking 1st.
Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. They all got some Halo Wars-themed loot crates, and as the winner of the Invitational, Almirante got to propose a balance change, which is going to affect Arbiter Ripa
Morami.
And they're looking specifically at focusing on early tiers of the hero unit and his passive leader power, Conduit of Rage. So shoutouts to Rick and the Clutch Team, Respawn, and the Banished for orchestrating and continuing to support the Halo Wars Competitive League or Champion League, Champions League. There we go. It's up there. And season 3 will be coming down the pipeline at some point. Probably should have one of those communities on to talk about what's going to be coming in season 3.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Probably not. And finally, at the bottom of this, we have Grim's farewell to the community updates, or at least him writing them. A couple of things that he has pointed out from his time there was he has some bullets up there for us as tips and other little feedback things. Be kind. Don't hate on each other. Don't be super edgy or condescending to people, but be nice and just be supportive of the Halo community, and trying to be divisive or just not trying to build up other Halo community members or other people that enjoy Halo is just not really a good thing. So be nice to others. Try to encourage others in the Halo community. Give good feedback, constructive feedback, but don't be a Debbie Downer and don't try to be divisive. Basically what he's getting at. His next bullet I really like, because there's a lot of Twitter stuff on this. Minky is smarter than you. You just kind of have to get over it. That one's funny. Because everyone always complains about the new ranking system that's been included in the MCC updates, and everyone's like, this doesn't feel right. And I think there's some Halo 5 update or ranking stuff updates in there, and people are complaining about it, and Grim's just like, he has a point. So his point is, Mankey is smarter than you, so deal with it. His next bullet point, critiques are awesome and valuable. So you just have to, whenever you're providing feedback, whether it's through some of the MCC updates or changes that they're making, playlist updates and that kind of stuff, you just got to be constructive and be able to reciprocate feedback along with giving it.
Don't be a Richard.
Huh?
So don't be a Richard.
I don't know what that means.
What's the short name for Richard?
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. He says, lots of folks have great points that get lost in the please listen to me because I've got all the answers rants. So be constructive, and I will pull out the Jessa Birdie thing, and be smart with your feedback. And for those that want to know what smart means, it is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. So there you go. Be smart. What was I doing, Misa? I don't even know how long. Say again or type in. Next bullet that we have is, oh, for the smart comment. Gotcha. Don't schedule tweets. It'll only end in sadness and getting made fun of. Didn't you recently call out one of his tweets? Or was that someone else that I'm thinking of? I had a feeling you called out one of his scheduled tweets recently, or someone did. Oh, that does happen. That has happened quite a bit. Yeah. Highlight and encourage each other. Obviously, he's a huge proponent of the Halo Spotlight and community content. So if you see something, say something to the person. Don't just pass it by. Be able to go out there and say, hey, what you're doing is awesome, and I like what you're doing. You don't have, and this applies to us too, but you don't know how nice it feels when someone comes up to you and says, hey, I like what you're doing, and you're doing a great job with it. Keep it up. Like, that encouragement alone actually speaks volumes to people. Like, if they're just going on doing things, and yeah, people enjoy them, but if they're not getting the feedback, then it starts to feel like a chore and a drag. And sometimes it just takes one or two people to say, hey, you're doing really awesome stuff, and just want to let you know that I support you and what you're doing. That is awesome support. So do that for creators and other content producers, because it really helps. It really does help. Assume the best. So there are obviously things that the studio has done that have not been very favorable, and some other things that have happened in the community that aren't very favorable. But there are definitely things going on behind the scenes at the studio and behind communities and projects that no one's out to screw anyone else over within the Halo community, or 343 is not out to screw us over Halo games because they want to. No one's trying to do that intentionally. Everyone's trying to do their best to put their best foot forward on what they're creating. So whether it's 343 developing Infinite, or if it's an artist trying to sell the work because they honestly believe that what they're doing is something worthwhile, or any of these community projects that are trying to put stuff together, they're not trying to rip off 343, but they just want to, they're being passionate about what they're doing. There's usually good intentions behind what many people are doing, whether it's the Halo community or the developers. Assume the best, and I know this isn't really observed that much anymore, but it's kind of like the innocent until proven guilty type of thing. At least that's my take on it. Try and go to an in-person event. I will back this up 100%. If you have the chance to go to a Halo event, whether it's a tournament or a gaming convention like PAX or RTX, definitely try to make it out there. You will meet people and get exposed to things, and it just really opens your horizons. I know for me, when I first got to go to PAX West in 2011 as a guest on behalf of 343, that I got to meet so many awesome people, and I've met so many friends and made so many memories through that, and it just really opened my perspective on how the community functions, how the studio really interacts with the community. And it's just, if you have the chance to go to an in-person event and get to meet some of the people behind the scenes, it'll drastically change your outlook and perspective on the developers and other community members. And I think it's a very healthy and worthwhile thing to do if you really want to be invested in a community, and not just Halo, but anything that you're interested in. So if you're interested in Star Trek or something, go to a Star Trek convention. Or if you're interested in Blizzard, there's plenty of like Blizzard conventions and other events that go on. So attend those types of things and meet the developers and meet other fans that share your enthusiasm with things. It both reinforces your fandom of a particular IP, but it also kind of opens doors and just opens your perspective on how things really work within the industry and in the communities.
I can attest to that. When I went to my first convention a few years ago, went to RTX. My only real regret is I didn't get there a day earlier because I spent the next 3 days trying to recover from the first day.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Start at 3:30 in the morning and end up 1 o'clock the next morning. It makes for a really long day. But no, it was great to meet all those people. To just finally meet Dust in person, in Haas and Beowulf and Goose Checka. You know, it was really a lot of fun to meet all those people. You know, Receptor 17. I talked to all these people online, but I'd never had face-to-face dealings with them. So it was really enjoyable to actually be able to go out and meet these people that I'd been, you know, talking to online and playing video games with.
It's a very different experience, but it's very worthwhile. And to some people bring up a good point, to Eric Ibu's point and to Marky's point, not everybody has the ability to do it, and not everyone has the money to do it, which is, I mean, yeah, some of us are more fortunate than others. I get that. But at some point down the road, Halo's gonna be here for a while. I think we all know that there's still some timeline behind it. But if you can't get out to an event, then just try to network with people and get exposed to other things and talk with people who have been to events and get their perspective on what they've learned about the community or what they've learned about the developers. Get their input on how what they're really like in real life. And whether it's through watching YouTube videos or blogs of people or listening to podcasts like us or talking with people on Discord or Slack or whatever. Like, just talking to people and exposing yourself to, I think, just different areas of the community helps you understand what the Halo community is at a greater whole. But I can't echo Graham's sentiment enough. If you can and have the ability to, I would say it's definitely worth trying to go to a Halo event. But I do understand not everyone has the ability to. And then the last thing is, again, and he reiterates this, be kind. So obviously, if you said it second time, it's pretty important. Be kind. And that's not just being kind to the developers. It's also being kind to your fellow community members. All right, so 30 minutes later, we're done with the first article. Next one we have is for the HCS Finals 2018 preview, which is happening this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. We've got quite a matchup going into this weekend. There's a hub for everything going down over at halo.gg/HCS Finals 2018. So if you want to get all the information about what's going on this weekend, then make sure you head on over there. A couple of important things to note coming into this weekend. We have the broadcast schedule. So starting Friday, which is actually tomorrow as of this recording, by the time you're listening to this downloaded, it'll probably be in the middle of the stream. We'll probably have this out by Sunday at the latest, so you'll probably be either listening to this afterwards, because hopefully you're watching the stream instead. But Friday, November 16th, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be doing the open bracket play. And then on Saturday, starting at noon, we'll start the 16-group play. So Friday, we'll fill the last slots in each group, A, B, C, and D. And then starting Saturday, will actually be that bracket elimination, starting then. And then championship, Saturday starts at 12 noon Eastern Time. And then Sunday, Championship Sunday, will start at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The main streams that you can check out will be on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube. The talent lineup is Lottie Clutch, Elamite, Onset, Bravo, Walshy, Sims, Strongside, Gaskin, and Wonderboy. I'm sad there's not going to be any Golden Boy.
No. Sad
poor
things.
Golden Boy. But he's moving up in the world. He's actually nominated for a Game Award.
Yeah.
For a game caster.
He's getting important.
He's doing well for himself. I mean, congrats to him too. He deserves every bit of it.
Oh yeah. He's worked his butt off for it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sad he's not going to be casting for Halo. But still, it's a great honor. And if you have the chance, go vote for him. Thegameawards.com/awards. Find them under the Gamecaster section and go vote for him. I tried to do that earlier today, but you have to actually log in either with a Facebook or Twitter account so they can track what you've have voted for, so you can't vote twice, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Who? Go figure.
What if you have multiple Twitter accounts?
I mean, you're not wrong. That's very true. And I mean, you don't have to vote for him, obviously, but there's plenty of other awards up for grabs, like Game of the Year and Best RPG and Best Art Direction, Best Music Composer, all that kind of stuff. So there's still plenty of other things to vote for. And it'll be live on December 6th, so obviously you have to get your votes in before then. So that's going to be in about 3 weeks' time. So make sure you head on over to thegameawards.com and go vote. Please. Do it. For the alternate stream, there will be a Bravo stream this weekend as well. Those are going to be on the HCS accounts on Mixer and Twitch. And that will be doing the feature station. So for the bracket play, they actually have two separate stages going on at the same time. So there's main stage for one set of the bracket and the Bravo stage or the gameplay stream. So that'll be on the other side of things. There's going to be a couple things that they will be revealing leading up to the Halo 5 Grand Finals on Championship Sunday regarding the future of Halo Esports. So if you want all the latest and greatest on what's going to be coming down the pipeline for competitive Halo, then make sure you are checking out the stream on Sunday. As far as the tournament format, it is going to be 8 teams from North America, 2 teams from Europe, 1 team from Latin America, and 1 team from Australia and New Zealand to fill in 12 spots for the groups, leaving 4 open bracket spots that will be determined on Friday. In Group A, we have Tox, Accelerate Gaming, and Mocket. In Group B, we have Splice, Trifecta, and Paradox Gaming. In Group C, we have Reciprocity, Straight Rippin', and Mentality. And if you can believe it or not, Straight Rippin' is now an EU team, not a US team anymore. Yeah, I know. And then Group D is Renegades, Elevate, and Shock the World. There's some pretty interesting matchups here to take a look at. So obviously, Tox and Splice are the top two. But Reciprocity and Renegades have actually been showing that they can compete on the championship level. We saw some of this back during the last tourney in London. But obviously, Reciprocity and Renegades couldn't close out fully. But they were able to take games off of Tox and Splice. So we could see some flips here. Online play is definitely a lot different than LAN play, because we've seen a lot of the other teams, other than Tox and Splice, actually take some of the online scrims that they've done in the 2Ks. So there's a lot in the air, but maybe some of these other teams have learned some of the tricks of the top teams. So we'll have to see how it turns out this weekend. For the Halo 3 2v2 showdown, this is going to be taking place during the event. So not everything is going to be casted from the Halo 3 2v2, but there will be some casters actually covering it. This will actually take place outside of the mainstream times, which we just covered. So on Saturday, they're going to be broadcasting after 7 p.m. The Halo 3 Elimination Round 7 will be broadcast at 7:15, and then it's going to be hourly after that. Winner's Final to follow, Elimination Round 9, and then the Elimination Finals. And then on Sunday morning, this will be before the noon start for the Halo 5 tournament, the Grand Finals first set will be streamed at around 10 a.m. And then if needed, if going into a second best of 5, then a second Grand Finals will be played. So for Halo 3 2v2 Showdown, it's going to be double elimination, best of 3. And then for the Grand Finals, it'll be best of 5. And just like the regular tournament, it is going to be where if the winner from the Elimination Finals comes up to the Grand Finals and takes the first series, there will be a second series play because it's a double elimination.
Mm-hmm. Ought to be a lot of Halo this weekend.
There's going to be an insane amount of Halo this weekend. So for all that info, you can head on over to halo.gg/HCSFinals2018. The prize money is going to be breaking down thusly. For the Halo 5 Finals, first place will be taking home $120,000. Second place, $60,000. Third place, $40,000. Fourth place, $28,000. Fifth and sixth place, $13,000. Seventh and eighth place, $7,000. And then 19th through 12th, $3,000. And for the Halo 3 2v2 Showdown, first place will be taking home $6,000, second place $3,000, and third place $1,000. For the Halo 3 2v2, if anyone's interested in going, they will be taking registration for the last 32 spots on site. I believe it is Saturday morning. It is first come, first serve for team registration. So if you're interested in playing, make sure you go and sign up first thing on Saturday.
I will not be there.
Neither will I. Kind of sucks because since it is the last Halo 5 event, it would be nice to be there to cover it and do interviews and stuff, but I already had other plans made. So there's, even if I could go like on a whim, I already have other plans made.
Oh, I totally get it.
So that's everything on the HCS finals coming for this weekend. We'll obviously talk about the winners next week. And just a quick reminder and shout out to the Halo Data Hive, which will be tracking stats all weekend long. And HCS Pro Talk, who's actually going to be hosting an open lobby in their Discord to talk about the tournament while it's going on. So there's a audio channel that they have in their Discord for people to go in and talk about the gameplay as it's going, and then they'll obviously talk about it on their podcast next week. So make sure you check them out at HCS Pro Talk. They are on every podcast platform that you can probably think of, including Spotify, because we're still not on Spotify. But that's near here and there. All right. The last article that we have is the Halo Spotlight, which thank you, Sketch, for getting this one out super early for us to go through. Appreciate it. I think this one came out like 4 or 5 hours before the show, so I had plenty of time to skim through it. The format's a little different, so it will be a little different of how we're going to go through this today. But I'm going to go ahead and switch on my Xbox stream. There's the Elgato. Boop. There we go. All right, so this first one, in memory of Stan Lee, so if those have been living under a rock for the last 28 hours, Stan Lee passed away this week at the age of 95. And there were a couple of things that Stan Lee had to say about Halo. John Goff, when he was community manager before BS Angel was community manager for 343, actually did an interview with Stan Lee on Halo, and John asked Stan Lee why he thought Halo was such a kind of a staple in the sci-fi realm. So we played that in our pre-show and it is linked in the spotlight, but definitely recommend checking that out if you haven't. It's about a 3.5 minute video. Won't take much of your time, but it's cool to see someone who has as much influence, especially nowadays with all the MCU movies coming out, and just how much influence he's had in kind of the comic book realm, and now the movies just have such a lasting effect on kind of the nerd culture as it stands today.
He will be missed.
He'll be very missed. So the first thing up here, actually that was before the video, is just a drawing done by Grey Wolf XN on Twitter. And it is a picture of him holding
Mjolnir.
Yep. Thank you. And Sergeant Johnson sitting on a balcony. So much love and respect there. This makes a great wallpaper. I'm actually going to ask Grey Wolf if I can use this for the podcast art for this week, because it's actually a really nice piece of artwork. So I'm hopefully they say yes. He or she, don't want to assume gender here. So that is that's the first piece of artwork. Second thing is the video, and we already talked about that. Third thing is also an image by Grey Wolf XN, and this is a piece with Chief holding a turret with ODSTs dropping out of a Pelican, with the caption, "To find him, you have to forget the stories, forget the legends. You have to do more than just walk in his footsteps, for he is more than the sum of his actions." Which, that was a line from Hunt the Truth, right?
Or something similar? I know I've heard it somewhere, but I don't know where.
Yeah. It definitely sounds familiar. Or maybe some parts of Hunt the Truth had similar lines to it. Maybe it's not that exact quote.
No, like I said, it sounds really familiar.
How do I get this full screen? There we go. Okay. Next one is Cyberpunk by Kerfuffled Platypus. There's a cyberpunk neon image of Master Chief, which is really, really cool. This is the Halo 3 Master Chief? Yeah.
Looks like it, yeah.
So really well done. Next up is a art piece called The Flawless Cowboy, inspired by Red Dead Redemption 2. This one's done by J.E. Floyd. And this one actually is really, really nice. Kind of a, definitely can see the Red Dead Redemption 2 crossover and kind of the cloak from the Halo 5 teaser.
Think Master Chief and Clint Eastwood. And you got it.
Yeah, that's a great example right there. And then the cloak has some of the Forerunner symbols on it too, which is a really nice detailed touch.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So that was The Flawless Cowboy. The next one is this is a render. This is done by a Redditor Noob136. And apparently this is a piece of artwork for an upcoming RPG. It's not a mod, but I looked this up and there's another RPG type of game that's not exactly Dungeons and Dragons, but it's another tabletop RPG game system in a way called Genesis. And according to the Reddit post, it's actually UNSC Operation Shield as a working title. So Genesis is apparently the RPG system that it's built around. So, but apparently this is a kind of a, just a artwork piece for Operation Shield or Operation Genesis, whichever one is supposed to be the correct one. And it's, the description has it as a piece of artwork for the 14 mission campaign that will be included in the core set.
Nice.
So yeah. Pretty well done. Next up, we have some, I think this is where we start to get into some of the soul artwork. No, this is still kind of render art at the moment. We have a couple of Arbiter pieces. And actually, Sketch makes a note of it seems like Arbiter Week, just with how many different Arbiter pieces are in here this time around. So the first one is done by Shyly Eyes from Reddit. Arbiter mixed with Halo 2 and Halo Wars colors. There's the next one by 1E641 on Twitter, which, I mean, I don't try to make offense to anybody, but that is whether it's Japanese or Chinese characters or whatever, but it definitely has that Asian feel to it. I should probably learn so I can tell the difference and then not offend anybody.
Well, it definitely has, you know, kind of an anime vibe to it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. This next one is a Promethean Knight and Children. And it looks like the Promethean Knight has two heads.
Yeah. I'm like, since when do Promethean Knights have two heads?
I mean, I'm guessing it's just two different ones, but with the way it's drawn, it looks like it has two different heads. That one's also done by Wani641. Another Arbiter piece of artwork without helmet. This one's a very different take than the rest. Very simple colors. And
this is your typical English elite.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because of the monocle. I didn't even pick up on that the first time. Yep. That one's done by Elite 00887. By Salty Ely. That's an interesting name. Here we go. Now we're getting into the pencil sketches. So this first one is a very simple sketch of the Halo CE helmet by Redditor StarHunter117. Next one is the flame helmet. No color in this one, but it is just a flame helmet drawing done by RedBeetle98. Really nice clean sketch there. Wish I had some of that talent. Next one is a sketch of Master Chief with angel wings, and in the drawing there's a Bible verse up there, Romans 5:8, under his wings you will find refuge. It's Master Chief with angel wings. And this sketch is done by the Halo Codex. Ericaboo says in the chat he's been busy drawing some other stuff, and he hasn't finished his Halo one yet, so I guess we'll see some stuff from Ericaboo featured here soon. Wink, cool. Wink.
Look forward to it.
Some more sketches. We got a flood, which is this is actually a pretty nice clean drawing of a flood as well.
Yeah. Nice little flood infection form.
Halo 2 tribute. This is a sketch of the Halo 2 poster with Master Chief having a BR being fired and looking down with kind of destruction happening in the background. This is an amazing piece.
Really did a really good job with the shading on it.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if I can... I mean, if I actually was using a web browser properly in the stream, I could probably pull up a side-by-side, but I'm going to look up the Halo 2 poster that this is based off of and see how accurate it is, if I can even find it. Because this is Halo 2, right? It's not Halo 3.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's Halo 2. Oh, Halo 2 EGM cover. So I just need to find that. And yeah, it's pretty close. For those that are in the chat, I will go ahead and link this image to people, but it's a pretty dang close representation of the cover that this is based off of.
Yeah.
So really well done. Really well done. Next one, we're out of the sketch arena and we're on to some Photoshop work. This one is done by Rapid107, who wanted to take the Death Star aesthetics to the outer part of the Halo ring and keep everything else the same. I'm trying to get it to where this will actually center on the zoom out. There we go. So it took about 5 days using Maya to model the ring and put the textures on the outside in Photoshop to do the land and sea texture on the inside. Rendered using RenderMan 22 and compositing done in Photoshop. For me personally, I like the inside of the ring. It looks really cool. The outside still looks kind of basic and could have been, I guess, cleaned up a little bit. But it's a very interesting design change to go from the original ring design to being kind of Death Star-like.
Yeah, the ring has windows now.
Yeah. And that trench run is going to be a long trench run.
Yeah.
10,000 kilometer trench run. We have a fuel raw render, which I believe this is the one that Marky was talking about. That is part of a community project going on. So yes, I'm getting confirmation. So this fuel rod, I guess I'll go ahead and mention the two other things that we'll talk about here in a little bit, but there was a tweet put out by the El Duido Twitter account making known some community projects that were happening. One is called, which this image is actually a part of, and correct me if I'm getting the wrong one, Marky, but it's Downfall, Halo Downfall, which is a community game built in the Unity engine. So I believe I got the right one there. And this fuel rod was done by the head modeler and animator Dan for design for the game. It's a pretty good render. There's some other renders on the their website, which we'll get into a little bit once we actually get down to that part of the show. But yeah. Hakuru 15 over at the art station. Next we have is some more SFM renders. This one's done by Archangel 470, which we've seen on here before. Master Chief with a front-facing helmet. You have the Halo 3 Infinite vibe to it. Next one is some more renders from Pixel Flare GFX, because, you know, he's popping out renders every week, it seems like. This one is the Master Chief and another Elite, kind of having the Halo 1 feel in celebration of Halo 1's birthday. That was this week. Oh, I forgot to mention those earlier. I actually had that up on the show notes earlier, but we'll get to that after this. Or maybe, no, I actually had it after this part in the show notes. We had three Halo birthdays since we were gone, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. Pixel Fair also couldn't have done anything without an animated thing either. So we have an animated Elite igniting an energy store that apparently he did over lunch. So I'll play this on the Xbox. And yeah, it's a pretty cool, just short 3-second render. Some good visual angles on it too, so really cool stuff. I really need to get with him so I can get him to actually start working on our assets.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that. Yeah. Next thing we have is another render from Maddie McD in preparation for DreamHack Atlanta. So it has the Athlon armor and kind of an offset shadow type of thing going on with the armor. And this is a really clean poster.
That definitely is.
Like 343, you should use community to create promotional artwork for everything, because I don't think I've seen as much art from the community as I have over the past 3 or 4 months. I don't know if it's just because the Infinite E3 trailer was inspiring kind of like the classic art style, so there's a lot of artists coming out now, or I just wasn't aware of it before because now you guys are covering it, or what, but there's an insane amount of community talent out there that is untapped, I think, for official uses.
Yeah. It's impressive what they're turning out.
It's just insane. So that's Maddie McD, and we also have another render here called, well, not called anything. I'm saying called because Sketch actually titled almost every thing that he showed off here, but this is a Spartan, looks like going in for a punch on an elite. This one's done by Ethan Romsberg. This one's called Finishing Shot. Oh, it is called Finishing Shot. We have another render by RT3 Films. This is just a straight on white render using Blender. Judging by the text in the tweet, I guess he made it from scratch. Which, if you made it from scratch, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I don't know if that means he just like pulled in and then rendered it with making the changes or what. That stuff's still kind of outside my realm of knowing what exactly happens. This next thing we have is, I messed up the zooming there. Gravemind and Cortana. Okay, come on, Xbox. I really need to get something else to do this better with. This is a art painting piece, if I can get it centered, of the Gravemind with Cortana. So you got kind of the Flood Spore stuff and Cortana there in the middle. And no, I'm not talking to you, Cortana, on my computer. Forgot that was on. Yeah, let me scroll down to this on my computer so I can actually read the text here since it's so small on the other screen. This is by Redditor KBFX. Monument to all of our sins. Next thing we have down here is called Nightlife. This is another artwork piece done by Wizards Only on Twitter. Kind of very reminiscent of Halo 1 with the moon and the planet in the background, the Halo ring and the thin bridge that you walk across when you first drop to Halo. We got some Atriox custom paint, or a 12-inch figure with a custom paint job. Those have been popping up quite a bit too. So adding some details to the face and a couple of other pieces of the armor. He has some before and after images on his Twitter account, so check him out there. There is a poster that was made by Tom Jurassic, kind of in tribute to some of the other MCC tribute poster stuff that we talked about from last week's update. And it is a Master Chief Mega Bloks figure with an AR, holstering an AR. And I'll go ahead and try to open this full screen, even though it's going to open up another tab. Come on. There we go. So it's really nice, just kind of simple poster with the Mega Bloks character. Close that tab, back over to this one. Someone made a 3D printed keychain from the Master Chief helmet. This one's done by Redditor MySpace Gat Go Spew. Sorry, I'm probably butchering the name. So custom Halo Master Chief helmet keychain. Then someone also printed a plasma rifle, a life-size version of the Halo 5 plasma rifle. That's insane.
That's big.
It's life-size. It is life-size, apparently. I wonder how long that thing took to print.
I'm more interested in how many pieces it got printed in.
There's that too. Depends on how big the printer is, I guess. I wonder how light it is, too. Like, how much of the body is actually filled in. Some cosplays are up next. We have Redditor PJ Kellen sharing a cosplay of, I'm guessing, his son or maybe him or something. Cosplaying with the... I forget who the maker of the Master Chief costume is, but has the costume, the faceplate helmet, and is dueling some of the Boomco weapons. The classic new combo of the plasma pistol and the magnum.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have here is titled Chillax, Halo Goddess on Twitter in ODST armor, which is pretty cool. She's not the one in it. She just has the picture. And we have a helmet that was created to kind of be like a Hull Jumper Venom helmet. So for those that are...
Pretty wicked looking helmet.
Yeah. I mean, based off... I wouldn't see the movie just because it's a weird movie to me personally. But this one is... I mean, it looks really well done. The Hull Jumper kit was made by... or provided by Jeremy Sloan, who's one of the... I don't know if he's still part of the 405th. I think in a way he is, but yeah, he's a pretty well-known Halo cosplayer within the cosplaying scene. Then we also have a couple of videos down here. One of them is making a Halo Reach foam magnet with some light-up features in it, done by Quantum Leap Cosplay. Has some working LEDs in there. There is some prefabs for Halo 5 for kind of fire alarms. So they have some of the bells, some of the alarms, the lights, and all that stuff. There's a little video showcasing some of the stuff in there. Gamer tag is light switch 57, space between light and switch. If you're looking to add some fire alarm aesthetics to your map. And we got some Forge creations down here. This first one is called Transit by Brewski. And this one kind of gives me Countdown vibes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I can see that.
Definitely has some Halo Reach vibes. And we've got some musical pieces down here as well. This first one by Kenza Knight, an ode to Cortana. We also have a piano piece playing some Halo themes. Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 3 themes. We've got a couple of montages. So this first one is Office Hyena doing a montage based off of Halo 2's recent birthday called Death Machine 2. I haven't watched that one. I don't know if you had a chance to.
I watched part of it. Pretty interesting.
Okay. This next video is we're seeing Termacious Tricosity back doing their shenanigans again, and this time they get in the Slipspace Pelican that George leaves on Reach on the Countdown mission. Countdown mission. And it's not too complex compared to some of the other ones that they've done. You just have to get all four people with armor lock, and you have to armor lock a certain spot on the Pelican to get one person in the Pelican, and then you're inside. So not super difficult, but they're back at their tricks again. Good kind of tricks, though. And I believe this is next to last thing of the last thing, but there are some tattoo artwork that has been highlighted here. First one is a top-down view of Lockout. Honestly, don't know why someone would get a tattoo of that, but
they really like Lockout.
I guess. I mean, I can understand like a Master Chief face or a Katana face or the swords or the Legendary Shield, but a top-down layout of a map? That's a little bizarre to me, personally. Kudos to you then, I guess. Just doesn't make much sense to me, personally. This one is Vic Fuentes Hair. That's his Reddit username. And the tattoo was done by Fat Ramps Pumpkin Tattoo in Boston. Next tattoo here is a Master Chief helmet, which is pretty cool. This one by Redditor Messy SG. pretty legit tattoo there. This next one is the UNSC Eagle and Star. It's another really cool tat. This one's by Angry Otter 89. And then there is just one for the history books. 14th anniversary superfan Peter. November 9th release of Halo 2. And a couple of screenshots to finish things off. I believe this is pretty much the end. Yep, we're going to finish off with screenshots here. This first one is Godzilla G-Force Super Weapon. So some more crazy forge art out of Japan. We have the next one that is looks more like a render or an art piece. This one's called Alley Cats in New Mombasa by Rookie425. Next one we have is dedication to Stan Lee. Some Captain America-esque screenshots of some Spartan armors. Next one we have is by screenshots.halo on Twitter. And this is some screenshots done, I guess, of his armor. It has a very red theme to it. And then this last one's called Artificial by Halo Reclaim. And that'll be it for the community content for the spotlight this week. So that's all the waypoint stuff. And we just kind of, I guess, go ahead and roll on into some community stuff.
Sure.
All right. Actually, before we get to that, a couple of last minute things before moving on to that. Playlist rotations, since we didn't talk about that. Since we talked last, Core Play and Action Sack have rolled into Halo 5. Nothing new for MCC, and we won't get anything new until the next update to the game. And then the Halo birthdays that happened over the past couple of weeks while we've been out. Halo 4 on November 6th, Halo 2 on November 9th, and Halo CE on November 15th.
It's been a Halo kind of month.
It certainly has. Because we had Halo 5 in October, and then Halo 4, 2, and CE, and then Halo 3 was back in September. Reach was when? Halo Reach launch?
Blanking.
Was it also a September release? September 14th. September 14th. Yeah. I found it. So I will continue to work on having the visual presentation of that a little bit better. But we still had lots of great community content, so thank you, Sketch, for posting those again. And let's just go ahead and jump on into the community stuff. We got a couple of tweets to go over. So the first one I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, El Duido shared a couple of game community projects. The first one called Coral and the second one called Halo Downfall. And these are two projects that, based off some quick searching and some of the official website postings of them, kind of surfaced over the past 3 months. Looks like Coral got its kind of internet debut back in September, and then Downfall was either September or August, I'm guessing. If Marky is still in here, maybe he can say how long the product's been in production, but we do plan on trying to reach out to both of these and see if we can get them on the show at some point to talk about their projects. They're both done in Unity. And we'll get to a little more of the details here in a minute. Another tweet that was posted by HCS was a snipe down montage posted by Hastings, or created by Hastings. It was posted by HCS, kind of leading into this weekend of HCS. So some pretty cool stuff there. There is a new Halo product out on store shelves at GameStop. It is an exclusive there, sold by ThinkGeek, and it is a Totaku, not to be confused with Kotaku, a collection Halo Master Chief figure. This is over at GameStop. For those in the chat, I'll go ahead and post a link for you to check it out. But it is just, Kevin, if you're still in here, I don't know if you're still in the Mixer chat or not, but if you have a little more info on this, it's just a Halo Chief figurine. For the most part, there is It's available now on GameStop, and it's $9.99 to buy. And I don't know any history of Tokutaku or anything, so just kind of letting the world know that it's a new product that's out there on the streets. So yeah. Next thing we have is some community updates. So nothing from Installation 01 this week. For Sins of the Prophets, the Humble Bundle is actually giving away Sins of the Solar Empire for free, which is the game that Sins of the Prophets actually plays on. So if you subscribe to the Humble Bundle newsletter, which is free, you can get Sins of the Solar Empire for free. Kind of a win-win situation there if you're interested in playing the game. Halo Collector is still in here. He says, yeah, it's just a little statue. There's been quite a few of these for Sony properties before. Okay. I'm guessing Tokutaku's never done anything Halo before, so it's just kind of branching out into a new manufacturer of sorts, I'm guessing. If you do not want to go the Humble Bundle route for some reason, Sins of a Solar Empire is on sale on Steam right now for $10. So you can head on over there and check it out if you do not want to go the Humble Bundle route for any reason. So either $10 on Steam or for free through the Humble Bundle. So now we'll get to the two community games that were tweeted out by El Duido. So we'll talk about the first one since we have Marky in here to talk a little bit about the Halo Downfall stuff. So Halo Downfall, their main site for news announcements is over on GameJolt.com, and it is being made by the group is called Stronghold Interactive, and the little description is: Downfall is a fan-made Halo online first-person shooter for PC. In the campaign, players take control of the leader of an elite squad of ODSTs as they fight through the Covenant invasion of Earth and other planets. In multiplayer, players will grind and level up to unlock new armors and battle their friends and others. The game is being made in Unity, and according to Marky on the YouTube chat, Downfall has been in development since around July. Marky is the head of audio for the Downfall project. And he says they're also on good terms with the Coral guys, which is cool. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover actually between dev teams, it seems. So we've had the Installation 01 folks on the show, and then the Project Contingency folks. There was some kind of crossover between their dev teams. And it looks like there's some crossover between the Coral and the Downfall dev team. So there's lots of crossover work between different Halo community projects, it seems like.
No, it's a community project.
Yeah. And they're kind of developing a lot of the similar types of things. So it kind of to be expected that there's going to be some crossover work done. So yeah, that totals up community projects to what, 7? So we have
something like that.
Sins of the Prophets, SPV3, the Luminosity, whatever other one that Masters is working with it to kind of integrate with SPV3. Installation 01, Project Contingency, Coral, Downfall. Is there any other ones that I'm missing that I know of?
Cartographer.
Well,
that's more of just a...
That's just to get Halo 2 to work.
Yeah.
There's Operation Trebuchet, which is the Arma mod.
Right.
So that's 8. There's another one that I know of, but I'm blanking on it. It's not as widely known either, to go back and look. Needless to say, there's lots of community projects going on right now. Also, Marky is saying the description is a little bit outdated. The campaign now focuses on ODSTs, the ODST team being more experienced in your ODST. Focuses on that ODST team being more experienced in. I'm confused. Need clarification on that. We'll get clarification whenever we have them on the show. So yeah, 8 community projects and counting, probably more in the pipeline. And the other game is Coral, a fan game. This one's over on IndieDB by New Mombasa Interactive. This is a quote from the lead, G. Bobs, on the website. Coral is a passion project being developed by fans of the Halo series to create a single-player and cooperative campaign experience on PC with the inclusion of player versus enemy firefight mode. The game started its development in Unreal, but they recently changed over to doing Unity for all their assets. And for the campaign, you'll be playing as a Spartan 3 fire team on an outer colony planet named Coral. The firefight mode will also be reminiscent of Halo 3's ODST and Reach's firefight modes to possibly include Flood, a game we call Flood, which is a firefight in Call of Duty Zombies inspired Endless Horde mode. So there you go. Two little projects recently popped up, and it's kind of going places.
Yeah, I'd be interested to check those out.
A lot of the stuff that I've seen on both of those websites right now that are out there, and I'm not sure if I'll include this in the post because it's already starting to get pretty crowded with all the different topics that we're talking about. But there are lots of renders, I think, for the Downfall game on their website, and then the Coral site actually has a lot of different screenshots for theirs. There's a couple of render pieces on Coral as well that I'm looking through. Yep, there's a crate, there's an AR, there's a model, animation model. And then for Downfall, looks like we have a couple of renders, some other screenshots, and mostly weapon renders from what I'm seeing on the Game Jolt webpage. But yeah, lots of cool stuff going on there. Marky says they do weekly updates on Reddit. Okay. Yeah, Downfall has a Reddit. I don't know if Coral has a Reddit. But yeah, we'll try to get some info on both of those whenever we can get them on the show. So, next thing that we have is Loot Crate finally has a theme for this coming month. Yay! It's only a month before they stop going on sale. But this one's going to be George.
Cool!
Which I think is what you said was probably going to be it. So I think you won that bet.
I don't remember. I've slept since then.
Eric Abu, somebody, go back and check. So George is going to be the next one. And Halo tweeted this out either yesterday or today. I think today. Maybe yesterday, though. Saying, when all else fails, you need courage and spirit to take the enemy head on. George 052 served as Noble Team's heavy weapons specialist, and now you too can bring the big guns with the support themed Halo Legendary Crate. So you can head on over to podtackler.com/loot crate to look into more details on how to purchase. And if you use the code podtackler at checkout, you'll get $3 off of your crate. Because we like to give savings to people.
Mm-hmm.
Savings. Yeah. And that's it for the news this week and all the other community stuff going on. We have the Halo Hub, just to do a quick shout out to that. We have a couple of new things that I'm working on for Virgil, which is pretty exciting. But for all this kind of community content related stuff, where Haas, who was one of our previous community managers, has been working to kind of get the ground set for that as we go through Infinite. So if you are a community content creator of any kind and are looking to share content or just kind of see what else is out there, then check out the Halo Hub at thehalohub.com. You can check us out on social media as well. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are also on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube for streaming and videos. And we also have our Xbox Club and our Spartan Company as well that you can check out. If we have it, just search for Podtackler and you'll find it. And I don't know if Pins is in here, but no MySpace. Do not have MySpace. You can check out the podcast also on your favorite podcast services, except Spotify, because Spotify is difficult to get onto. But we're on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Microsoft Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, all that kind of stuff. So just for anything and everything, just search for Podtacular on whatever platform and you will find it. At least it should not be that difficult. Quick update on our Spartan Company for commendations. We are still inches away from our next three to be finished. We have the killing a player with a precision weapon without missing. We are on the final home stretch with that one. We have another 121 to go with that one. Killing a Spartan with a melee. We have 484 to go on that one, which sucks that Castle Wars still doesn't work for that. And then almost doesn't count, which is killing an enemy Spartan when your health is low and you survive. That one is 528. And then the bottom two, same. It'll always be the same. Killing Marines and Shoulder Bashes at the bottom. We also stream. For those that are tuning into the podcast, we stream our podcast live every week that we do the podcast. Obviously, we took off last week because I was away. We do those at 9 p.m. on Thursday nights. We are streaming on Twitter, Facebook, Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube, all five platforms right now. So make sure you check us out on either one of those platforms to get the latest and greatest live. We also have our Sunday streams, which is when I do my achievement streams. And that is 10 p.m. Eastern time. And then we will be resuming my streaming with the wife to go through the Halo campaign. I think this next time we're actually going to go through some of the game mechanics for Halo 2, teach her how to dual wield, swap weapons, drive, some of that stuff. So probably have one or two sessions of learning the mechanics of the game, and then we'll go into actually starting the Halo 2 campaign.
And also don't forget our community game night every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you would like to join in, you can message me on Xbox Live and we will get you in. It is Lobby's choice as to what we play. This week we'll be doing some MCC, unless the lobby decides they want to do something else. But I look forward to seeing you there.
Very nice. Yeah, so check it out. GT hosts it and everyone always has a blast. And it's... Yeah, I guess MCC for this week. So going to be changing it up. Very nice. Hopefully, well, I guess we'll see how many people want to do Halo 3 compared to Halo 2 or something else. You have plenty of opportunities to check out streams, so make sure you do. And I think that'll wrap it up for us tonight. The podcast network website's undergoing some changes, but all the podcast shows are still posting. So you have Critcast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, How to Murder Time, and I don't know if Work in Progress is still going or not. But the podcasts are still going. The website's currently under maintenance. It's getting a facelift, so won't give you the URL for this week. But if you check out the podcast on Twitter, it's at THEPODKAST. You can get some... Well, they're not even updating that either, so... Never mind. Podcast Network is temporarily down. I'll just leave it at that. But there are other podcasts you can go check out. Great segue there. All right. Well, that is the end of our show for this week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. For everyone who joined us on the live streams, appreciate you taking time out of your evenings on Thursdays. You will have another opportunity, hopefully, next week to listen to us. But in case you don't, we'll let you know via Twitter and Facebook. Since Thursday is Thanksgiving for us here in the States next week, not sure if we're going to reschedule the show or if we're just going to skip over next week. So we'll let you guys know later in the week through our Discord, Twitter, and Facebook. So make sure you're following us on there to get the latest. And if we don't see you next week, then hopefully we'll catch you on one of our streams. Until then, Excelsior.